Hello and welcome back to Second Take Movies, a podcast where we give movies a second look, second chance, second take, if you will. I'm your host, Preston Jenkinson, and joining me, as always, it's my co-host, Jake Twido.
Hey.
Ew.
Cracker Tom, baby. What's up, man?
Jake's just chewing with his mouth open.
Yeah, that's all I do. Brown boy.
Yuck. Boy, what a dumb name for a mediocre movie.
Good grief. What should have been incredible.
I love the concept. Like,
concept's dope. Director, dope. Spielberg involved, dope. Actors, dope. Actress, hot. Dope. I mean,
Spielberg was involved with this?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the credits. I saw it and I went, oh, all right. I think it was like a sub producer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Aliens. A spaceship arrives in 1873 Arizona to take over the Earth, starting with the Wild West region. All that stands in their way, a posse of cowboys and natives.
And bad writing.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't know where this fails, but I think that's where it does.
That and some of the characters and...
Yeah. Y'all should have made... Yeah.
It's not bad, and it's not good.
It's not good. But what give me a positive, though, because... Okay.
Kirk Honeycutt of The Hollywood Reporter, the key to its success lies in the determination by everyone involved to play the damn thing straight. Even the slightest goofiness, the tiniest touch of camp, and the whole thing would blow sky high, but it doesn't.
See, I disagree with that completely. I think it needed all that.
I think you needed to lean into that.
We watched Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
I think this needed more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it would have been better. Like, you're playing into a goof here, dude.
I think the original idea for it, because this said, I saw a video or read something that said this script had floated around for like 10 years by the time this got made.
Yeah, it was a comic. Like, it's been...
Well, yeah, it was pitched as a movie that was going to be a comic at some point. It didn't become a comic till 2008, and it was pitched in 1998.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was... Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense then. That makes a lot more sense.
They greenlit a script for this based off of one image of a cowboy turning around and shooting at an alien ship.
Gay?
And this floated around, and then the script and idea floated around Hollywood for 10 years after that. So. Nick Schrager of Slant Magazine says, brandishing a literal-minded title as laughable as the rest of his action, Cowboys and Aliens mashes up genres with a staunch dedication to getting everything wrong, making sure that each scene is more insane than the one that preceded it.
I think this movie, I don't want to give you my score now, but like, the possibilities of this movie make me angry. It's not bad. It's not a bad movie. No. There's the first 20 minutes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm in. I am so in.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde's naked to fire. I'm in. sorry. That's a joke. It's just a joke. Just kind of be a little boy humor over here.
Well, John Favreau likes to do that. So.
Dude, you did one over for me last week when you said John Favreau did this, and I went, oh, I think about this movie entirely differently now.
Mm-hmm.
And this watch, I think this is my fourth watch, it made a big difference of, it's Favreau. It makes sense.
He was coming off of Iron Man and Iron Man 2 with this. Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to be in it, actually.
This is a Ron Howard, Steven Spielberg film.
Ron Howard's a producer, too?
Executive producer.
Wow.
I don't know some of these people. So Brian Grazer, I do know him. Howard.
He produces at Imagine Entertainment with Ron Howard.
Kurtzman, Orky, Rosenberg, and Spielberg and Favreau were executive producers.
Hmm.
So everyone else, like, this is the stack. It's my problem with this, which it's not fair, but like, it's so stacked. How is this not better?
It's like stacked with decision makers and also
Daniel Dang blue-eyed beauty Craig.
Yes. A terrible American accent. His American accent is terrible.
But isn't it a perfect transition between British to this to Knives Out?
I guess.
Do you like Knives Out?
His Benoit Blanc accent is way better than this. I love Knives Out.
Oh, that's a straight up like Colonel Sanders, bub.
Yeah, like that.
I do declare.
But whatever accent he was trying for in this movie just did not work.
Didn't work, but I loved it. I didn't care.
He probably should have went a little more Southern with it, and I think he would have nailed it because British actors always nail a Southern accent.
But then I guess they never said where his character's from. That's
well,
where I was like,
it's well, the description said it's in Arizona in 1873. So, but like, it's a Western movie, you can get away with a Southern accent.
Yeah, well, everyone, like all the, you know, the Civil War.
Yeah.
People, you know, they went west.
A lot of people went west after the war. So.
So in this episode of the Where'd the Civil War Boys Go, they went west. This thing starts right away. I've watched several times, forgot. Dead silence. Small sound effects. It's just Daniel Craig pretty much dead. And figuring stuff out. You see he's got a armlet. That like a bracelet armlet of
gauntlet,
who knows what,
yeah,
metal thing,
yeah.
Got a picture of a girl in his pocket,
and he has no clue who he is.
And we have a lot of time just watching him like that.
Yeah, there's hardly any dialogue in the first like 10 minutes of this movie.
Some people come up after this, but I loved like dead silence. Just, I was like, this is a Western. I feel the Western of this. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It goes downhill after this from that. It's no longer a Western, really. No. But
three guys
pop up.
I love the idea of combining. I mean, it's like the fourth week in a row or fifth week in a row we're doing something with aliens, but.
But in the past.
I love that concept of what would people in the Old West do with an alien invasion? Like, what would that be like? I feel like there's a better title out there.
I also feel like they failed that in this movie in the end. Like,
yeah, they kind of did.
So much.
They did. Mm. A great premise that just was running to the ground. But
someone's going to not like what I'm about to say, but I feel like the guys that wrote this didn't have it written. They're going to finish it. Oh, Harrison Ford's involved, and they splooged, and they didn't have any more.
And he didn't. Well, here's the thing. There's 9 writing credits on this movie. So that tells me it got passed around for so long that people just wrote it to death. And there was too many cooks in the kitchen and too many people had a pass on this script.
Well, I know how this got titled this. Are you interested?
Sure.
Jon Favreau starred in The Big Empty. There we go. Mm-hmm. It was in The Big Empty. And one of the last lines of the film, Kelsey Grammer is in that movie. And he says, that's like a lot of cowboys and aliens. And I'm pretty sure that stuck with Favreau? I don't know. Dude, I don't know. The title of this thing's stupid. I'm going to repeat that again.
But it's also, again, based off of a comic book which is not as serious as this movie is.
Nah, it's goofy.
Yeah.
That one other thing, Jon Favreau, too. I know, I've read a lot of interviews. It's weird, dude. I researched this crap too hard. This movie's not worth the research. The studio wanted Jon Favreau to make this 3D. Mm-hmm.
That was also in the video I watched. Like, they explained, like, he wanted to shoot. He's like, it's a Western. It should be shot on film. And they were like, we want to make this 3D because Avatar.
Yep.
Like every other movie at the time.
Dude, screw Avatar. I know you may feel different. I hate Avatar. I hate it all. Avatar sucks. It's the dumbest story in the world. The effects aren't that great. They're great, but they're not that great.
Dude.
I'm not bouncing off the walls. I haven't seen the second one, but
I would say point of Avatar is not the story. They're both simple, easy to digest stories.
Yeah, we hate America. What's his name? Kirk Cameron? No.
James Cameron. Kirk Cameron is
Kirk Cameron should have done them. Been better.
Not really.
You've been left behind, Preston? Because I'm going to leave you behind.
I watched the Nicolas Cage Left Behind. Thank you very much. Dang. We watched that at my church.
Ooh, dude, Nick Cage, I'm in. I haven't seen it yet, but I will because I love Nick Cage.
We did watch the Kirk Cameron version when I was growing up in Sunday school.
Dude, I
was like, what is this? This is...
My family moved. So I was in the center state, Sandlappers, you know. It's where you're a Sandlapper right now.
Okay.
We moved up to the whatever mountain hillbilly people we are. Went to church. The first time I went to church, they played Left Behind.
Oh.
I was in like fourth grade. It freaked me out. I went home and was like, everyone's going to disappear. Kirk Cameron was there.
Kirk Cameron was right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But
let's talk about that movie instead of this. I'm just kidding.
God, no.
Dude, I loved it. They're like, dude, God, Daniel Craig is so rad.
Yeah.
He kills three guys, approach him. It's a brilliant action scene. Mm-hmm. It is perfect. The action in these are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the CG action.
Yeah.
Some of that's, but whatever. It's part of the time, but God, he knocks them all out, puts them boots on from somebody else, grabs that old six shooter, which were really weird, really funny. Only him and Olivia Wilde do the six shooter on the front.
Okay.
Don't know why. These are the weird things cool. I focused on, dude.
You know, Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford were the two people that refused to promote this movie in the press tour. Because they both hated it.
Well, I love Daniel Craig.
He's great.
Go ahead and just say that. Daniel Craig is an anti-gun fanatic. Which James Bond shoots...
God, well, I mean, so is Matt Damon, but I mean, look at his filmography. Like,
yeah, Matt Damon's a prick.
he made the three best action movies to ever exist.
I love Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford both were also in. I don't think we did Force Awakens together. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both in that movie together.
Well, Daniel Craig's like under the helmet of a stormtrooper. He's the stormtrooper that Rey tells to leave the room.
Do you think they got both these guys right?
No.
I don't either.
As talented and, you know, I get it. You get Harrison Ford to agree to do your movie, you're like, yes.
Do it. Yeah. Yeah, you don't care, bro. You just go.
But
neither of these guys...
And this is the casting director is the same one that has casted every single MCU movie. Sarah Finn Haley.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you got some great actors, but boy, they're not right for this.
And you already said it. Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to be Daniel Craig.
Yep.
I think Daniel Craig should have played Harrison Ford. And Robert Downey Jr.
That would have been good. Yes. Daniel Craig in the villain role.
I'm like, it sucks. I'm trying to separate my love of Harrison Ford. But
yeah.
It didn't work.
Because he didn't want to be there. He even said no. Like he did the movie.
You could,
to,
You can watch him in this movie and see his like disdain.
He did the movie for a paycheck. He even said that. He was like,
"Yeah,
we all got bills to pay. Like, what do you want me to do?" But Daniel Craig finds his way.
Got a diagram alien thing. We don't know that on his left wrist.
Right.
Looked like a shackle, possibly. Yeah. So we drag him to They were gonna kill him, gets all stuff. He goes into town.
Yes. Where in Paul town Dano,
you get to meet Paul Dano. Paul Dano is a guy, he's such a good actor.
We've got in this movie, we've got James Bond, we've got the Riddler, we've got Indiana Jones. We've got Sam Rockwell, who played Justin Hammer.
The cast of this is bullshit.
Wild. It's crazy.
Paul Dano's the biggest waste in this whole thing. Paul Dano is
But he was
such a good actor.
Yeah, he was like not who he is today. Like he was still on the up. Like he had done There Will Be Blood right before this.
Yeah, but I guess it hasn't. I don't think it came out before he filmed this. But
probably
There
not,
Will Be Blood.
No.
Yeah, There Will Be Blood. That planted that guy of like, he's the guy.
Yes.
God, Sam Rockwell threw me off too, man. I saw him and I went, oh my God, why are you in this?
Because he was in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, ever a boy. So we go up to town. Daniel Craig is trying to sneak into somewhere, wash his face. He's bleeding. Hey, Luck's on his side. I wish I knew this actor's name because he's fantastic. He is so good. But he's the priest,
Clancy Brown.
And Quincy Brown. Thank
Clancy.
You.
Clancy.
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 C L A N C U I Clancy.
Done. Clancy Brown. Yeah. He's fantastic too.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a lot of other stuff.
Oh, he's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He was the original voice of God of War, I think.
Yep. I know that for a fact. Because he came to a GameStop store near me when I was managing it.
Look at you.
But anyways, that boy is gonna. He gets caught in his place, but he's a good priest. They're going to work him up, dude. He's going to save him. But then you get to meet Paul Dano, drunk in the town square shooting guns.
Because he's the local rich rancher's boy who's played by Harrison Ford. Dollar Hyde.
What a dumb name.
And Paul Dano's character's name is Percy Dollarhide. He's shooting up the town and not paying his bar tab, and he eventually, in his drunken idioticness, goes up to Daniel Craig and is trying to get in his face, and then he just knees him in the balls.
I love it. I love Daniel Craig just being like, F you.
I don't know who are you. You're nothing.
I'm going to keep him going. I don't give a crap. What are we going to do? This is where this movie got a little like messed up, I think. Like, show me more of this cowboy crap. Like, make me care more about Sam Rockwell and everyone else. Like, I don't know. You don't have love or anything else really for him. It's just like, okay, well, there's this town here getting bothered.
Mm-hmm. And he goes to turn away, and goes to turn away, and then Percy aims his gun to shoot at him and then tries to shoot off to the side, but ends up shooting a deputy in the arm. Which is a big no-no.
I love that scene so much. They had to put Percy in jail.
That's right. Yeah, they put Percy in jail.
They had to. So you meet the Taggart? No. I don't remember the guy's name. The jailer. The sheriff? Yeah. Yeah, it's John Taggart. Yeah, Sheriff Taggart. He puts them in jail. So when he puts them in jail, he looks and sees a wanted poster and goes, oh, the guy I just saw is
you're
him.
Jake Lonergan. It's, you're wanted for $1,000.
So then we've got the next little piece of this butthole crappy story.
Yeah, they're going to hand Percy and Jake over to the federal marshals that night. Yep. And while they're getting ready to ship them off, first Harrison Ford rolls into town and says, hey, you messing up. This, you know, I helped this town. It's the, you know, the entitlement of I helped this town out so much, you know. And
we also get the preview before of, like, his delinquent boys are with his cows. And the aliens come and just blow the F out of all of them.
Yeah.
So
Jake Lonergan's little thing starts beeping and going off, and that had to be like fucking witchcraft for people in the 1800s.
This movie could have been so better. Like, I just have problems. Like, that whole wrist thing, like, as soon as he gets it, let's go. Let's keep using it.
Yeah.
And later he does, but like, whoa, you know how to do it? Let's go. Don't get a gun anymore. Just start people.
It takes him a little while to figure out that he can just think and control it.
It's because he's British, because British people are retarded. Hey, guys, we won 1776.
1-0, bitches. Yes, I'm so some aliens. Alien ships start flying over and lassoing individual people and yanking them out.
That
whole
scene was so freaking good.
That was cool.
I'm still not out of this. At this point, I'm like, this movie.
This is
I was confused.
Great.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so sold. This is so. Dadgummit. Too excited about this part of the movie, apparently. I know for a fact that Steven Spielberg screened somewhere
at his house, probably.
My nose just got effed up, Preston. I'm sorry. Hey, ignore it. Let's go. Everyone, the aliens come, they blow crap up, they steal people.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about the whip animation?
Like from the ship that comes down, and it's fine. I mean,
it's awesome.
It's in the dark, so you can't really tell how bad it is, if it is.
Ooh, also, one more thing. Olivia Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Already we forgot. She's
supposed to be evergreen.
She's this, because Daniel Craig suggested Ava Green for this movie, and she was like, nah.
Well, look, hey, man, as a guy, hey, listeners, I'm a guy.
She's gorgeous, too, but.
Hey, everybody's a good looking, but Olivia Wilde's a good looking. I think Olivia Wilde's a better actress.
Eh.
I said it and immediately went, too. She was a great actress
good,
in this movie until
yeah.
the Indian bullcrap happened. But
yeah.
we blame that on the Indians, Preston, not the people.
Yeah. So after all the chaos and everything, Percy's gone. That's the big thing that Mr. Dollarhide cares about. Yeah. His son's gone, and most of the town is gone, and Sam Rockwell, the bartender, his wife is gone.
I'm going to pause. Yeah.
Pause me.
Dollarhide, Longren, Taggart. They're all ripped off from the movies Red Dragon, The Sting, and Blazing Saddles.
Really?
Yep. Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year.
I thought the joke in that movie is everybody in the town was named Johnson.
Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
It is, apart from Taggart. Taggart's the...
The townspeople in Blazing Saddles. are Johnson.
The Johnson. Tigers that way. Yeah.
Mr. Tigert.
Mr. Tigert.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to pause here. Blazing Saddles, I love, God, man.
It's so good.
I love it. I love it so much. So many of his movies. Mel Brooks is just...
Mel Brooks is a genius.
Yeah. He, you know what? Hey. Nope, not saying it. I was going to make a dumb joke. No, I'm going to do it. Hey, R.I.P. Mel Brooks. He's going to die soon.
Bro. I mean, he's like 90-something, but...
God, I hope he doesn't. That's a joke. Yeah,
that would suck. Like, this doesn't come out for a week, bro. Like...
All right, well, if it does, you can be then. I don't know. Mel Brooks is the best, dude. That guy's comedy.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
There's a point in my life where I didn't watch a Mel Brooks movie. I watched Blazing Saddles first, and it... I began quoting that thing nonstop. And
there's
understood.
Some parts that someone of your complexion should never quote.
What? Brown?
Yeah, brown. Yeah.
Oh, no, there are parts that I have and I should not have. Let me just...
You do it around people you're comfortable with, and we'll just put it at that.
But back to this bull crap. Jake's bracelet wakes up.
Yep.
Because they're up in a joint. Aliens are coming in, and then he's got it.
Yeah.
Which I just don't... I don't understand this part of, like...
It's attached to his wrist, and he can think, and it can...
What activated it?
He did. His brain.
So he got threatened, and it turned on, right?
He probably felt threatened, and the thing turned on. Like, that's...
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. We're good.
Movie logic.
Movie logic is what we call it.
So we gather up a posse. Because we're going to ride out to find out where them peoples is.
And Harrison Ford boys got kidnapped. That's the big deal.
That's the big thing. That's the reason why he gathers up.
My boy is a daggum puff. He got put under the care one.
And so they ride out in the morning, and then there's a little boy for some reason. Who's the...
His grandpa got kidnapped too.
Yeah, his grandpa's the sheriff. Because I think there's more of them that get kidnapped from the posse when they head out. If I'm not mistaken.
Definitely.
Because the sheriff starts out going with them, I think. Or I could be wrong.
He does. No, he does.
Okay.
He does. And it's crazy because like all this, like their posse does not equate what happened. Four people got kidnapped. Their posse's huge.
Yeah, and which slowly,
No, people can just volunteer. Sorry, we're going west. We're going west.
Yeah, and they eventually come across a ferry that's supposed to be on the water in the middle of the desert.
Question: it's a capsized paddle wheel steamboat
that's 500 miles away from any water source,
but it's a great place to camp. So. Everyone stands up. They're going to camp inside it. We don't care.
Yep.
Hey, sure as hell. Got an alien encounter.
Them aliens coming. They attack the little boy first because his dog is barking. And because he senses the aliens, which happens in almost every movie. When there's aliens, there's a dog.
Even better, there's an Australian Shepherd.
Yeah, he's a gorgeous dog.
Oh, God, I love it. I love Australian Shepherds, man.
Yeah, that's all we had growing up.
Every alien pickup, it's an Australian Shepherd every time. I looked it up. I got obsessed with it after this. I saw 34 movies. I didn't watch 34 movies. Excuse me. I researched like alien movies. Who knows who the alien is as a dog? Australian Shepherd, all 34.
They killed a preacher on this one. This is where the sheriff gets took. That's right.
Yeah, sheriff gets took. We got
and we're down to four people in our posse, I believe, because a lot of them left after that.
I'm sorry to say this, but Indian son, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig, little boy. Oh, we got Wanda. Sorry, Olivia Wilde. We got the big posse.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah.
But we dwindled our numbers because a lot of people have left. So there's like four or five people left.
I think it's all enlisted. That's it. It's like five.
Yeah.
And so they go running and they get caught in Walter Goggins.
Oh, Wally Goggs.
Effing Wally Goggs. Dude, I love that guy so much.
He's so great.
He is the best. He has pretty teeth.
Not really.
Not in this movie.
No. And I've met him
once in real life.
That's awesome.
His teeth are beautiful.
Yeah. In real life, his teeth are great.
Righteous Gemstone, that's him. That is it. Yeah. Those are real. I bumped into him, and he said, sorry about that. And I said, are you Walter Goggins? And he went, maybe. I said, I love you. And then we walked away.
He probably ran after that.
Yeah, he definitely did. It was in Greenville. He definitely ran.
Well, I think they shoot that in Charleston.
And all the like outdoor, like mountainous stuff, it's mm-hmm. over like dude, this is weird. I'm pointing. It's over there. It's over yonder. Over in Greenville.
Close to Greenville.
Yeah, there's mountains up here. That's when I saw them. Like,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
And our legislature got mad at some of the stuff coming out of that show, and it's like,
God, who cares, dude? Own that crap and go. That's why I'm running for governor. I'm Jake Twito, governor. Well, first off, sorry, mayor of Clemson. I'm running for that first. Anyone listening?
Baby steps.
Hey guys, listen. You know, vote for me if you're listening.
Let's get all those tiger paws off the streets, all right? Let's.
Oh, is that door? Let's get all the.
You want to see a revolt in that town? Try to get all those tiger paws off the streets. I tell you what.
There's only 32, and they're not in a lot. Hey, guys, I'm here. I'm all right. Anyways, sorry, Preston. Yeah,
this is not a good movie. Again, it's such a mid movie that we're like, let's go on a riff about something else.
Preston, the fight scenes of all these, like, I'm just going to sum it up. Every fight scene is stupid. The cowboys should get murdered, slaughtered.
Yeah.
Magically. We got this covered. Yeah. Apart from, like, a couple things are like, all right, I got it. But
yeah. When does Olivia Wilde get hurt? I quit paying attention at some point, and I looked up.
Yeah. They run into Walter Goggins. They separate from him. They walk away. They pissed all those boys off because Jake doesn't understand anything, and they're all pissed off. They're going to follow him.
They were his former gang.
Yeah, former gang. They get an onslaught coming towards them. They split off. She gets hurt. And she gets captured. And freaking Daniel Craig, Jake, I guess it's that Jake, is following them on horse. Ain't no way they can follow it. But the horse, aliens are doing a trench run, essentially. Mm-hmm. So he does an Indiana Jones jump.
That's right.
Which I thought was hilarious. Like, you like 100% the Indiana Jones jump onto that thing. And he's like, can you swim? And she can. But hey, she's been stabbed.
She done dim, so done stabbed.
They get in the lake. He carries her for I don't know how long.
Mm.
And they show up, and he's like, she's alive. Check her out. Nope. She's dead. Then all these daggum Indians show up. Freaking Indians. All these people. I really thought the Indians showed up earlier. Like, what? I don't know. Uh-uh. They capture everybody, and they take Taggart. They take Daniel Craig, Jake, everybody.
There's like three adults left. There's three people left.
Which the thing we haven't talked about is Taggart, who is he's got a son Percy captured, but he's got a Spaniard. I'm racist now. He's got an Indian boy.
Yeah,
we find out later has adopted him, taking care of him.
Yeah.
I loved that character. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his name. Apologies.
That was, but... yeah, that whole, the actor's name is Adam Beach.
Yeah.
His character's name is Nat Colorado.
And Adam Beach, he's in a lot of other stuff. He is so good, dude.
One of the best movies he's done is called Wind Talkers with Nicolas Cage.
And Four Brothers.
He was in Four Brothers?
Yeah, he was in Flag of Our Fathers. He was also at Buried at Wounded Knee. He was in Turok. He played Turok in the 2008 movie. I'm the worst. I put all these in. He's in Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, well, Slipknot. He gets killed in the first 10 seconds.
Here's where I'm really interested, which you and I need to talk about a video game franchise movie. You ever watch Hitman?
Which one?
Any.
There's Hitman, there's Agent 47, there's...
Have you played any of the games?
Yeah, I played Blood Money.
I love those games. Adam Beach is the Hitman in the new upcoming Hitman movie.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Optimistic?
Who's the... drawing a blank here. I can't remember who played the first Hitman.
Timothy Oliphant.
He was the best one. He was perfect-ish.
Yeah, but it was just a terrible movie that made no sense.
It was. Hey, let's watch it next week. Sure. No, it's not. Please, dude, don't. Anyway, so that guy's great, but we find out. I'm gonna pop forward. Like, it makes sense a lot more. He loves Harrison Ford, Taggart.
Yep.
Taggart took him in, raised him. It's his real son. His death is moot. It is stupid. He just dies. Well,
that was, you know, he tells that story to the Indian guy later on with Harrison Ford asking Olivia Wilde what they're saying. And that was kind of like Harrison Ford save the cat moment, you know, like trying to give his character a little bit of redemption, but like he's still a prick.
They should have, like, okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you my better self for this movie.
Yeah.
Make Taggart the worst human being ever as Harrison Ford. Like, make him terrible. He screws everyone over. He's getting these alien technologies. He's going to take over.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, boy.
Taggart is the sheriff that's been kidnapped. Dollar Hyde is who Harrison Ford is playing.
I've been saying this the whole time. Thank you so much. Taggart's just so easy to say. Dollar Hyde's stupid. And it's not Dollar Hyde. It's D-O-L-A-R-H-Y-D-E.
Yeah, Dollar Hyde.
Dollar Hyde. All right. Thank you, dude.
But.
Dollar Hyde sucks.
The Indians find him, and they take them all back to their area campsite. Home.
Yeah, they're Wong Beko.
Yeah, and they're about to scalp him.
But don't worry, they throw that beautiful girl in the
they
fire.
They just throw Olivia Wilde in the fire, and like the Phoenix Force, she
shows up naked as hell.
Yeah, and she's like, "Hey, I'm an alien."
I'm gonna tell you straight up, bud. My wife might hate this. I don't care. We didn't see her butt at all. We didn't see nothing.
No, that was the most strategically placed fire I've ever seen.
Yeah, good job on fire.
Yeah.
But then she does, like you said, unveil herself of, "I'm not from here. My people were
my
here.
People were." Well, no, she's from a different planet. It's like these aliens destroyed her planet, and she's trying to stop the same thing from happening here. So from here, we all ride out to the place where the alien ship is. And throughout this whole movie, Daniel Craig is slowly remembering. Wyatt Russell's in this movie.
Yeah.
Didn't notice that.
Yeah, he's minor. He is stupid minor, but yeah.
I didn't see him. We're at their spaceship. Daniel Craig slowly remembering. He left his gang because he was going to take all their gold and run away with this woman that he loved. And that turns out the aliens had done took her. And
they love gold. They need gold.
And somehow he escaped the aliens with that little thing on his wrist and lost his memory on the way out.
I'm going to pause you.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about, I think it's fair at this point, like, who was supposed to be in this movie?
Yeah.
Jackie Chan.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr., I've already said. Brandon Fraser.
Brendan Fraser?
Brendan. Thank you. Sorry, man. Yeah. That poor guy. That poor guy's done with that his whole life. Thank you. Brendan Fraser. Chuck Norris. Kurt Russell.
Oh.
Mr. T.
Was Kurt... Okay, well, were these people supposed to be dollar... A lot of these guys are older, so I assume they were up for dollar hide.
Mm. All these were up for Jake.
That... Well, see, some of these must be, like, the casting from back in, like, 98.
97.
Yeah.
Yep. Bruce Willis was the last one, so...
Yeah. As always.
Yeah. It blows my mind. This has been in production... This is 97.
Yeah.
Didn't pan out. Hey, they're all up in the joint at this point. They know where the thing is because Daniel Craig's taking peyote and he's freaked out. And
there's a really gruesome scene where he's like laying on a table and like they're operating on his wife.
Ooh, I didn't like that, man.
I mean, it's a great shot, but it's like really gruesome for PG-13, where like her dead body's just moving while they're picking apart her anatomy.
I did not like it, dude. Yeah, it's really weird.
Grim shot in this movie, but
by the way, Olivia Wilde wasn't really naked in that scene.
I would assume so. It's PG-13, and this was not quite. Me too, but
yeah. So they ride out to look at the alien thing, and they're like, can't do it. Harrison Ford's clotting with the Indian leader.
Yeah, because the Indians want to attack from up top, and Harrison Ford wants to draw them all out.
And that's where, like you said before, his henchman that's Indian, who's awesome, he's good. You know, maybe the next Hitman character grossly tells him how much he loves Harrison Ford. They agree. So Jake
runs off to get his gang.
he goes back to get his gang, which is great. Like, that's fantastic. It's cool. This entire ending sequence is the dumbest thing I've ever watched, and I hate every second of it. I hate it all. It is, the CGI is not good, which. It's 2010, 2011, whatever.
It's all in broad daylight.
Yeah. When they make the dumb thing of the aliens are not as good in daylight as night.
But they show as hell, like, can see people and knock them off horses. And
yeah, make your CGI worthwhile. Put it them weak at night.
Yeah.
Which maybe they didn't understand that then either, but. You get a huge battle scene. I don't even want to go through it, dude.
I don't either. It's just stupid. Blow up the ship. Basically,
Olivia Wilde sneaks up in that joint.
Yeah, her and Daniel Craig sneak in there, and she's like, hey, get this thing off your wrist. And that's where it's like...
Stop there. Do you think you had to get a boner to get the thing off?
No.
I thought a boner was the key.
I can't remember who, like...
He had to quit thinking. He had to think.
I think it was actually, they said it was Steven Spielberg who made the decision that they should kiss at the end of the movie. That's what he said.
I watched it and went, oh, he got hard and it fell off. And then I went, oh, no, I guess it's like they said. He doesn't think. And it was,
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she takes that up into the center of the ship at the very top. And as they're trying to escape the planet, kaboom. And they get all the people out.
And that's pretty much the end. You get some stupid garbage of all these people being brainwashed.
Hi.
And someone's like, hey, I'm your dad.
Okay.
Oh! hey, but at the end, Jake's walking out and they let him go.
And that's basically where it ends because we have like a small scene in the town where like everybody's okay. There's no trauma. We're all good. And it just ends with Jake just leaving. Jake Lonergan 4-9. Leaving the town.
It's a 4-9. Let me go ahead and save you. It's a 4-9.
A what?
4.9.
4.9?
Yeah.
What's that?
The rating of this bull crap.
Oh.
Sorry. It's not good. It's not bad. No, it's not good.
It's like a... Yeah, I give it a 4. It's like... You can turn it on in the background. That's about it.
The only it's crazy. It is crazy how blockbuster actors, and I say actors as both female, male, can save it. Like Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, Olivia Wilde, Sam Rockwell, even. They make it awesome. They're so great. But this is bull crap.
Yeah. But that takes us to what we've been watching, what we've been playing, what we've been reading.
My life fading away in the distance. I'm just kidding. I've been watching The Gentlemen on Netflix.
The Gentlemen, good show.
God, dude, I'm like 2-3 episodes in. It's so good.
It's great.
I really got addicted to movies watching Snatch. That was the first movie I watched. I went, okay, I'm in. So I'm a big Guy Ritchie fan, and this movie is awesome. My dog's Archibald from Rock and Rolla, and my favorite poet is Don Marquise, who has a series of Archibald and Medible the Cat. My bookshelf is over there. You can't see it, but
yeah,
whatever. Yeah, Gentlemen, it is awesome, man. It is so good.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Started watching X-Men 97 last week.
You want to hop in it? How you feel?
It's good.
I hate the animation.
I do too.
And Magneto's uniform is stupid.
Once I saw a comparison side by side, this one, the old one kind of loses frames and it's a little juddery than you remember.
Oh, it's awful. No, it definitely is.
So this is definitely an improvement, but I just wish the character models were different. Like, just use those character models and just keep that smooth animation somehow. But I'm sure there's a reason why you couldn't use the old models with this new stuff, so I'm fine with it.
Let's skip that. I want to talk about my biggest problem with this, and that's Gambit.
Gambit? What's wrong with Gambit?
Dude, we're going to screw Gambit over again.
Why?
Rogue's, you know, pussing up with
Rogue and Magneto got, which was weird. I don't remember that ever happening. But
yeah, there was one episode where they kissed or something.
Oh, okay. But and like, so
it was a Genosha episode. Sorry,
Genosha. I'm sure it'll be like a misunderstanding or something.
Gambit was one of my favorite. Because I love cards. I don't know. I was like, this is cool.
He was my favorite because he was the only Southern one.
And that also helped, right? That feels good. I'm glad you said that. I'm like, this guy sounds like all my people around me, man. Like, I'll do clay, I'll throw a card.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, Sherry.
I'm
going to see how I feel about it, though, dude. It's fun. I've enjoyed it. I really have enjoyed it, so I can't complain.
I'm interested to see the episode that came out today.
I haven't watched it yet either, so that's cool.
What else?
Have you heard about... Sorry, no, you're talking about that, but have you heard about Oscar Isaac pushing... what is his name? Why am I drawing a blank, dude? Punisher. Trying to make... Swallowed Spit, a Moon Knight Punisher series.
Ooh, with John Bernthal?
Yeah.
That would be good.
And it's got weight.
Just fix that CGI on the Moon Knight and we'll be good.
I think it'll be all right. What were you going to say? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you for that.
I'm continuing to watch Shogun. Very impressive.
Haven't seen an episode yet, and I really need to. Dude, I screwed us over. My wife and I are playing a game called Plate Up. It is addictive. So every second we have is pretty much that. She's gone tonight, so I'm going to watch X-Men after this and say, ha-ha, ta-ta.
Is that kind of like a restaurant kind of thing?
Yeah. Strategy game.
Yeah.
But hey, Shogun, you're still in all the way.
Oh, yeah. All the way.
I can't wait. Like I said, I need to watch it.
You got to pay attention because like 80% of it's in Japanese.
That's fine. I'm so used to watching anime. I don't care.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to make an anime call out, which you probably don't care, but hey, Solo Leveling. It's the story of an alternate universe where there are like demon. There's like dungeons that pop up. And people have like RPG abilities, like a video game. And they go fight them. And there's this one guy that's different. Oh, it's so good. It's just a weird departure from normal anime. But I'm off next week.
Look at you.
My job's done on Friday. Going out of town on vacation for a little bit. I'm gonna watch the F out of a lot of stuff the end of the week. So I will catch up on Shogun hopefully by Wednesday. Preston, what are we watching next week?
I don't know yet. I'll send you a couple choices. I got some ideas.
Yeah, well, everybody, grab your pants, zip time, and crap them while you wait, because we're going to figure this out.
But if you have a suggestion for a movie we should do, you can send that to secondtakemoviespod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram @secondtakemovies. Jake, you got any last words for us?
Be nice to everybody.
Be nice to everybody. That's right.
And everybody's a person. Treat them like that and screw off.
Yep. So we'll see you next week with another movie.